We've got Josh left. We've got ZZ left. We've got Tanner left. I mean, two winners, a male and a female. Does Tanner have what it takes to take down ZZ? What about Mata? I mean, what about Josh? What I think you're going to see in the next couple of weeks is you're going to see a woman in the bottom three with ZZ and with someone else, like Josh or someone like that. And what's going to happen is someone is going to save Josh. So then what's going to happen next is it's going to be between ZZ and a woman, maybe even Gigi. And the balancing out of the scores is going to send ZZ home. If ZZ wins this competition, it's an absolute joke, and I think the WWE knows that. And at this point, they cannot pull what they pulled with the females and bring in another one. As far as the females go, yeah, Gigi has a unique look. She's different. She's athletic. There's just something about Chelsea. She's got a different type of look. She's the best worker out of the three or four that are left. It's going to be really interesting to see how she stacks up. I'm very impressed with Sarah Lee the last couple weeks. She's really stepped up. I don't think she has what it takes to win. I have something for those Canadians. Those Canadian workers just bring something different to the table. And I think because of that, I think Chelsea is going to be the one that comes out. The men is a toss-up. Anything could happen. But what I love the most is the little rivalry between Paige and The Miz. When she calls him an idiot on the show, I almost lost it. I was like, wow. So that wouldn't have happened with Hogan last week. And Daniel Bryan's very timid. He's kind of like the daddy, you know, the papa figure in a way to these kids. So I like that there's drama in the house and even with the judges. So it gives this show a lot more flavor. Yeah, I had enough flavor before. So Mod is gone. It's going to be interesting to see who leaves next.